Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we want to talk about what every South African needs to think about right now. Many, many South Africans, thousands and thousands of South Africans hitting the road. But whether you are driving to the coast, to family, just across Gauteng, it is important to understand what you need to do because it does, these trips do put pressure on your car. And I wonder, in fact, we'll ask our expert when we after I've introduced him, as to how many of these breakdowns would have been or should have been preventable. So to understand what really matters, before we embark on a long drive, we're joined this morning by Bhavesh Vallabhji, who is a product manager at Engine. He's an automotive expert at Engine, which is who is one of South Africa's leading fuel and lubricant brand. So we wanted to talk to him about the simple checks that you can do, why oil and lubricants matter, and how maybe a 5-minute stop at the petrol station can save you money. Well, a very, very good morning to you, Bhavesh. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. Thank you very much and for having me.
Great to chat as well. Yeah, so it's an important thing because sometimes we're tempted. Get in your car, don't overdo it, fill it up, and off you go. But it isn't particularly smart. And before we get into some of the details, I would just wanted to hear from you. What are the most common failures that we see on the roads during the holiday season?
Well, automotive related, it's certainly you would find that the people use the wrong oils in their products, and they have a challenge when they go to a forecourt. So just having a slight understanding of your vehicle in terms of what the requirements are, so that you're a bit more cognizant of what's happening. And then there's obviously the things like we're going to talk about shortly are things like your tires and all the fluids that you'd also need to have into your vehicle as well.
Right. So would you say that a decent amount of breakdowns on the road, and I was joking with listeners the other day, I was saying that somehow everybody breaks down near Colesberg, and it's always just before Christmas or it's during that time. There's always everything is you can never find what you need, and I don't know, there's always somebody in our group of friends who's spending a few days in Colesberg whether they liked it or not. It's just an incredible thing that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think, fortunately, I think on an Engine side, at least, we've got forecourts throughout the country. So hopefully not too much in the sticks there, and you'll be able to find a forecourt to the guys to help you out.
Okay, we'll actually talk about that. We'll hear where they are. Let's talk about some of the details. Give us five top checks. I mean, assuming there are five, that every driver should do before going on a long trip.
Sure. So I would say I think the best thing to do is start from the ground up. And the first point would be your tires.
Right.
Because that's regardless of the car you have, that's your touch point to the road. So making sure that your tires are really in a good nick. So the first thing would be checking your tire tread, checking the pressure. And I think one thing about pressure is that it's sort of overlooked. People just use the same setting throughout the year. And typically now when you're going into the holidays, you're going with family, you're having a heavily loaded vehicle, you're probably towing something, the tire pressures will change depending on those requirements. So my advice would be that they check their manual, or generally sometimes when you open the driver's side door, there is a little sticker that will tell you what the pressure should be when you have a loaded vehicle. So something like that is very important. Especially as you're saying, a lot of your listeners or your family goes to Colesberg, it's generally a dry, hot region. So you might want to adjust your pressures accordingly. So certainly that's very, very important. Checking your spare tire.
Right. Yes, that's a biggie. That's a big one, because Yeah, that can, because you could feel like a real idiot if you haven't checked your spare tire, just for the embarrassment Absolutely. Alone, and for the just so your wife doesn't shout at you, just check the spare tire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one more that I find that's quite overlooked as well is that a lot of these vehicles nowadays have what's called lock nuts, and it's a specialized little tool that goes onto one of the bolts to undo the tire.
Right.
And if you don't have that little tool with your car, you will not be able to remove the tire. So so a good check would be that just walk around your vehicle and you will see there's normally about 4 or 5 bolts that will attach the tire.
Right.
If one looks a bit weird, then that's actually a lock nut. So in your car, there should be a little tool that they give you. So
just make sure you've got it.
Yeah, because you will have a challenge removing the tire if you're in the unfortunate incident that you need to change it out.
Tell me about rotating your tires. Is this a good thing to do?
It is, absolutely. What it does is it just improves the longevity of your tires by swapping them, flipping them around every service interval. It just gives it even wear so that it doesn't get any bald spots, etc., and you can just get a little bit more life out of it.
Right. And then would they automatically check your alignment if you're rotating your tires?
Not at my understanding, not with a where you send your vehicle for a service. So they typically will work on the engine, the fluids, and as a courtesy, they'll flip and rotate. But if you want to do an alignment where you want to go a little bit more deeper into sorting your tire issue out, you'll have to go to a tire pertinent dealer.
Right. Okay. So, and in terms of your brakes, water, battery?
Yeah. So that will be the next point. As I said, we start from the ground up.
We
now come to the engine. All right. So there's a lot of fluids that you'll have to check up. Firstly, and most importantly, is the oil. Having the right amount of oil. For us, it's critically important because you need that full volume of oil to circulate in your vehicle, because oil does many things in your vehicle. Apart from just lubricating, it also acts as a coolant. So it keeps the engine cool, it keeps it running well, and it actually cleans the engine as well. So making sure you always have the right volume is very important, and obviously the right grade as well. So I would suggest, on the road, probably before any long trip, check your oil level, and a few hundred kilometers into it, maybe just check if it needs to be topped up, and you can take it from there.
Right.
That's really the...
Yeah.
Sorry?
How often should we be changing our oil?
So oil is generally changed every year or at your service interval. And generally now with modern vehicles, it's about 15,000 to 20,000 kilometers.
Right.
That being said, some does get burnt up in the day-to-day driving process. So a small top-up of a pint every few months shouldn't be an alarm or anything of that sort. So that's just the norm. But generally once a year.
We actually had a terrible experience one year. We were driving near PE, and there was a metal stick or whatever it was in the middle of the road. And as we drove over it shot up, and it actually pierced the undercarriage. It was in a Toyota Prado, so it's quite a robust vehicle. But without us realizing, it hit wherever it was and drained the oil within I don't know how many kilometers. That engine seized completely, and we had to actually replace the whole thing. So that's when I learned the hard way just how important oil is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, without it, all that metal components are just going to rub against each other, seize, and then the temperature is just going to skyrocket in the engine, and you're left with quite a large bill there to sort it out over and above the safety of being
crazy.
In an area that you would...
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it was. There we were on the side of the road. It wasn't Colesberg, but still, it might as well have been. For many South Africans, and I include myself as one of them, just because I'm not a technical person at all, I thought oil was oil. But the more I'm looking into this, I'm realizing actually that it isn't. What should people know about choosing the right brand of oil?
Oh, great question. And you're right. Oil is definitely not oil. What customers should look at is firstly understanding what their vehicle requirements are, and that's typically dictated by the manufacturer. So if you drive a Toyota, BMW, whatever, just take a few minutes and read through the manual, and they'll give you the specs of what it is. And you generally find they talk about things like 5W30, 10W40, etc. And those are the grades that you would typically find. In terms of the brands, it can vary. I can tell you one thing, that Engen, being a South African company.
Well, in fact, I was going to say to you, I mean, I know that people are often nervous to talk about their own brand, but I've asked you, so tell us about Engen, you know, Engen Extreme. What is Engen Extreme, the difference? Talk us through it.
So Engen Extreme is our bespoke engine offering for crankcase motor oils. And what's unique about it is that, as I was saying, because Engen is a South African company, myself and the other formulators in the team, we've really looked at what is critical for South Africa and in terms of what our conditions are. South Africa is a historically dry country, quite dusty. So that environment is quite harsh for vehicles, and you need an oil that's tailor-made for those kinds of scenarios. Also, the other component is that in South Africa, the vehicle car park, which is the makeup of our vehicles in this country, is very unique. It's not something you would see in Europe. It's not something you would see in other countries in Africa as well.
Yeah.
So we look at all those components and we formulate a product that is bespoke for our region, because we understand that we go through dry, dusty conditions. We understand that in Joburg, you can get some nasty winters. It can be very cold in the mornings. In Durban, it's humid. Right. So we understand all of that there, and all of that learnings that we've taken from across the country, we formulated into the products to have a extreme offering for any vehicle type. Whether your vehicle is a taxi or a very old vehicle or a classic vehicle, right up to a modern day offering that requires an oil. So we've got something for you in terms of what we can offer.
So this might sound like an incredibly dwarf question, but you are talking to somebody who's not technical. If I want if I want to use your product, Engen Extreme, can I insist on it? How does it work if I'm sending my car into for a service, or if I'm filling up? How do I, as a consumer, demand or ask for a product that I want?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, that is your vehicle. You have full autonomy in terms of what you'd like to put in there. And if you the engine brand you want, you suggest it. Obviously, tell them what grade you want, or tell them to refer to the manual, and they should be able to locate a product. Our products are readily available countrywide, so they can source it, and you can use that particular product in your vehicle. So you have full right to specify a type of product that you want.
It's interesting. Jenny, one of our listeners just said a question about fuel and oils. Are they actually different? I genuinely feel that my vehicle is more responsive when I use a specific fuel, actually engine being one of them. Please, can you ask that if there's time?
Yeah, absolutely. So all fuel is advertised, or at least the fuel that you get from your reputable major oil companies. And each fuel is bespoke to what they particularly do. So some will give you a bit more power, some will give you a bit more cleaning, some will give you a bit more fuel efficiency. With Engen, we have the Primax and we have the unleaded. So, and now they've gone to 10 ppm. So 10 ppm is a really, really clean diesel.
Right.
A very low sulfur, ultra low sulfur. And it's something that you will see the benefits over the long term when you're using that particular fuel in terms of cleanliness, terms of that. So yes, it will vary. Additives make a huge difference. Without it, you will see serious problems in your injectors and in your vehicle as you use it. So
are there any other fluids, lubricants that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to the list of which we spoke about
Oh
tires, we spoke
gosh.
about oil.
Yeah, I've taken you completely off. Yeah.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the oil is the heart of the engine, and you want to make sure that's fine.
Right.
The other thing is cooling. So you want to make sure that your coolants and your water oil levels, your water levels are all appropriate. You've got the right coolant. That's something that's also very important. I mean, it's good to have oil circulating, but you're, again, going into these dry, arid conditions, you want good coolant in your vehicle as well. You also want to make sure your brakes, you can stop the car properly. So you want to check your brake fluid. Almost 99%, I think, of cars going the road have power steering. So you want to make sure that your power steering fluid is also available and topped up. So over and above oil, there are other fluids that you should also check. I mean, a simple thing is also wash water.
Yes,
You know,
absolutely.
wash
Because
water
you don't think it's important until you need it.
absolutely. And a trick is, wherever possible, try and put a little bit of soap in there and make sure it's saponified, because you know, as you're driving, you get these insects. They
Yes,
go into your
yes.
windscreen. They can become oily. You just
What
it could
should
be
you
smearing
use for
oil.
that? Do you have a recommendation?
Any liquid household soap, or you can get something from a spare shop. Even some forecourts keep some
Right.
of those there that you can
It's a
just
good
buy a small
idea.
bottle and pop it into it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So
Absolutely.
I'm a very impatient person, but everybody tells me that spending an extra 5 minutes when you are filling up and when you are at a garage is a good idea. Tell me what I need to do. I'm at the forecourt. Tell me what I need, what my patience should allow.
Okay, first thing, I think when they're filling up or refueling, tend to check your tire pressures again. There's no harm in checking. It takes a minute or two. Secondly, I would tell them to check your wipers. Just make sure that they're not cracked or that they're not damaged. They're actually functioning properly. Let them clean all your windows, even your rear view mirrors, etc., on the side, so that you've got good visibility all around. You've got your blind spots covered. And then lastly, I would snacks. Get something to eat from the forecourts. I mean, being well hydrated,
I
being
think
having some.
that I can get behind definitely as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, a good coffee and some
Yes.
cold water and some sugar is great. It helps the trip. It keeps you focused, keeps you alert, and makes the journey a bit more easier.
So if you want to give listeners one simple habit that would keep them safe, extend the life of their cars, what would it be?
I think if you can, whenever you see an engine garage, go there. Staff are very helpful. They will certainly do all the checks for you. They'll put things in order, and it'll give you some peace of mind as you continue on your journey.
I
If you
think that,
cover nationally,
yes.
we've got excellent coverage through the biggest brand, and you'll be well looked after.
So just as a matter of
Beat it to the
interest,
commercials.
you'll find the engine forecourt on, I mean, certainly on all the major routes, no matter really where you're going on holidays. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you'll find them across the country, all major highways, suburbs, everywhere.
That is all we have time for, but very, very interesting. Bhavesh Vallabhji, who is a product manager at Engine. Thank you. So genuinely useful information for anyone preparing for a long drive. Safe cars, we know, save lives. And I know I'm talking to myself when I say it. Give it a few extra minutes of a preparation because it can make all of the difference. If you are traveling this holiday, take your time. Take the time to check your car and make sure that you do what you need to do to keep your families safe.